Proverbs chapter 16. The preparations of the heart and man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord Jehovah. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord Jehovah weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord Jehovah, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord Jehovah has made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, though hand join in hand, he will not be unpunished. By mercy and truth sin is purged, and by the fear, reverence of the Lord Jehovah men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord Jehovah, he causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues, income without right. A man's heart devises, plans his way, but the Lord Jehovah directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king, his mouth does not sin in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's Jehovah's, all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, because the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks right. The wrath, anger, judgment of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance, facial expression, smile, is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better it is to obtain wisdom than gold, and to obtain understanding rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil, he who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. It is better to be of an humble spirit with the humble, than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who handles a matter wisely will find good, and happy is he who trusts in the Lord Jehovah. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end are the ways of death. He who labors for himself, because his mouth craves it of him. An ungodly man digs up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a gossiper separates best friends. A violent man entices his neighbor, and leads him into the way that is not good. He shuts his eyes to devise planned perverse things, moving his lips he brings evil to pass. The gray head is a crown of glory, if it is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot dice is cast into the lap, but its answer is of the Lord Jehovah.